الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. In one particular narration in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari, there is a hadith in which it's narrated that حَدَّثَنَا أَبُو نُعَيْمٍ قَالَ حَدَّثَنَا مِسْعَرْ عَنْ زِيَادٍ قَالَ سَمِعْتُ الْمُغِيرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ يَقُولُ إِنْ كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَيَقُومُ لِيُصَلِّيَ. That indeed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to stand to pray. حَتَّى تَرِمُ قَدَمَاهُ, that until his feet would have what we call waram, a swelling. Aw saqahu, either both his feet were swollen or the swelling was so much that it would go up to his shins. Fayuqalu lahu, so he would be asked like why he would offer such an unbearable prayer, such, you know, push himself to that extent. فيقول, and then he would say, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. So this is a very famous reply of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And it means that, shall I not be, or should I not be, عَبْدًا شَكُورًا, a thankful slave. And this was one of the great motivations of the Prophet ﷺ in the way that he interacted with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sacrifices that he made and in the decisions that he made, was that it was coming from not necessarily, you know, a fight with his inner self to submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was coming from a place of love. It was coming from a place of thankfulness. And it was like you have someone that has given you so much that you can't imagine yourself not doing right by them. You can't imagine letting them down. You can't imagine disappointing them. You can't imagine acting in a way that's not befitting that relationship, even though it's not necessarily against the rules. And beyond that, that the heart is just so full of those ihsans and those favors from your Lord. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, that which of the favors of your Lord shall you deny, O jinn and mankind? And the Prophet ﷺ, his answer would be none. He fully understood how great the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are. وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, that even if you were to try to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would never be able to encompass it. You would never be able to count it. And that being the case, that drives an individual. Because, you know, it's human nature for someone who's noble and someone who's kareem, that if someone does something for you, that you want to do something back. Now, obviously, that there's no way to, quote-unquote, repay Allah. There's no way to fear Him the way that He deserves to be feared. There's no way to worship Him the way that He deserves to be worshipped. That's why, لا أحصي ثناءً عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك, that I'm not able to praise you. I'm not able to thank you the way that that you deserve to be thanked and that you deserve to be praised. So you are as you've praised yourself, because only you have the ability to praise yourself in a manner that is befitting your majesty. And so, but from his perspective, from the perspective of anyone, I said, who's kareem, is that you want to show your gratitude. Because it's a very similar feeling to love, that when you have love for an individual or you have a love for that thing, love looks for a way to find expression. And thankfulness is that same way, that when it's really true thankfulness. That it's sincere thankfulness, and it's thankfulness that wells the heart and fills the heart and starts to overflow, then it's going to find some way, just like a stream, it's going to find some way to run its course. And so the Prophet ﷺ would look for ways to express that thankfulness. And that, and one of the best ways to show thankfulness is to sacrifice, right? To push yourself, because you want to show the other party that, you know, you mean that much to me, and what you've given means that much to me. And it's not that in some way it's ever going to pay off or recompense from the other side, but it's not about the other party, it's about ourselves. And so with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, one thing is that obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we quote-unquote have to, or obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that because we're afraid of being thrown into Jahannam, or obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we're afraid of His punishment. But there's a completely or entirely different thing to obey Him and to serve Him from a place of gratitude. That, you know, you sacrifice just because you want to. You want to stand up in prayer. You want to give up some of the things that you love. You want to, you know, exert yourself to a certain extent so that you show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is my thankfulness. And this actually has a place in the deen. It's not just theoretical, because there's different types of shukr. There's shukr bil fil qalb, and that's the first level. And then there's shukr bil lisan, that it comes from the... It rises from the heart and extends to the tongue. And so then the tongue expresses it and says thank you. And then there's shukr bil jawarih, which is the true way that a person shows shukr, which is by your actions. And so if a person is able to reconstruct and recapitulate the way the perspective by which they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, you know, I'm avoiding this haram thing, not necessarily because, you know, it just said it so and so and so hadith, but, you know, this is what my Allah wants, and I'm so thankful to Him that of course I'll give it up. It's not even a thought. And when a person's so thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it just really changes perspective on everything. It changes the company that the person keeps. It changes the decisions that they're going to make. And it makes it easy to sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It makes it easy to sacrifice your time. It makes it easy to sacrifice your wants. But we have to inculcate, right? We have to inculcate this attitude of thankfulness. So how do we do that? One of the very simple ways to do this is to get into the habit of always saying Alhamdulillah, right? With everything that happens in our life, even things which we might consider untoward, at least get into the habit that always saying Alhamdulillah, as long as something didn't happen from our own mistake. But, you know, we get into our car, we say Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me a car. That, you know, we put on our clothes, Alhamdulillah ذي كثاني ورزقناه من غير حول مني ولا قوة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us food. Alhamdulillah الذي أطعمنا وسقانا وجعلنا من المسلمين. So you know, you get up in the morning after you went to sleep. Alhamdulillah الذي أحييتنا بعد ما ماتنا وإليه النشور. And you know, you come out of the bathroom, Alhamdulillah الذي أذهب عنا الأذى وأفاني. You know, he could have taken our life that night, and he gave us a new lease on life. You know, we had so many filthy things and harmful things within our body, and then he relieved us from those things. So Alhamdulillah for that. You know, we were hungry, and then he fed us. So Alhamdulillah for that. In fact, one of the things that some individuals do is actually not with the whole meal, but with every morsel, that to make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person eats one bite, and they say, Allahumma laka shukr wa laka alhamd. And then you read another morsel, and you say, Allahumma laka shukru wa laka alhamd. And then you eat another morsel, and Allahumma laka shukru wa laka alhamd. You don't have to say it out loud. You can say it in your heart. But I mean say it in a broad sense. And this could be also an attitude whenever a person sees anything that they like in their life, right? So that would be the first place to start. Then when anything positive happens, anything, you get a good grade, you know, your wife is nice to you, or your kids, you see you come home and you see your kids praying, anything that you see that's positive, we just get in the habit of saying alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah for that. And then after that, when a person is that sort of entrenched, then make the habit of, even when things happen that we might not like, making praise and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those, because even in that there's a khair for us, right? Tu'izzu man tasha wa tudhillu man tasha biyadikal khair, in your hand is only good. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might be relieving us from some sins, or he might be raising us in some darajat, and he might be keeping something in store for us from in the akhirah as a jaza for that difficulty that he placed in our life, and you know, in that particular situation. So we say alhamdulillah. And the more, when a person becomes very, very active in praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and inculcating the shukr, this starts to fill the heart. There's a reciprocal relationship that exists between the tongue and the heart. This is one of the reasons that dhikr is so powerful, because sometimes when something doesn't exist in the heart, you can start placing that thing within the heart by making excessive dhikr of it. And sometimes when something is in the heart, then automatically it shows up on the tongue. So, you know, that's why, when you meet people and you see how they talk, if a person is always swearing, if a person is always, you know, rough in their speech, that's very telling about a person's heart. Now, while we can't look into anyone's heart, we can comment on how a person speaks, right? So, Rasulullah said, مَا كَانَ فَاحِشًا مُتَفَاحِشًا. He didn't speak, anything obscene. He wasn't that type of person. And what kind of sahaban fil aswaq? He wouldn't go around shouting in the aswaq. And so that's why they say al-lisanu tarjuman al-qalb, that the tongue is the interpreter of the heart. And so this is not for us to necessarily apply to other people, to go around judging them based on what they say and how they speak. But it is sort of, you know, a sort of reality. If a person's always talking about food, then that's what's in their heart. If a person always talking about guys, then that's what might be in her heart. And if a person's always talking about cars, that's what's in the person's heart. But we don't use this to turn it outward towards others. You can use it for your own self. So if you see what you generally end up talking about, then that should give you a good indication about what's going on in the heart. And so, and if the heart is not already full of thankfulness, and this is the way to inculcate it, by making excessive zikr, which in this case is by making a tremendous amount or abundant amount of hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, whenever a person prays, when we start the prayer, we start with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So when we're saying that, then say it like we get a chance, you know, 17 times a day to say it. And so we should say it like we mean it. When you say that, standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognizing that you're such an ajiz slave, standing before the great creator of the entire universe, who is qadir ala kulli shay, and you're saying alhamdulillah, right, from the depths of your heart, then that also inculcates a sense of thankfulness, and it's also an opportunity to really tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how grateful we are. So we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us amongst those people who have an attitude of thankfulness, and that attitude of thankfulness is a thing that colors their ibadah, their sacrifices, and their approach to the deen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.